this meeting to order of the Legacy Conference Committee. We'll consider basically the report of the LaSalle Sams with a couple of other arts and culture additions. And so with that, I think our first motion is coming from Senator Saxon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move that the same provisions in the outdoor heritage article.
It has been moved. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And Mr. Chair, I would move the Senate language for the Anoka Plain Habitat Restoration.
Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And Mr. Chair, I would move that the House language for the MDHA land acquisition and an increase in the MDHA funding appropriation to bring the total reserve in the House down to 5.1%.
Motion is made. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It carries.
And Mr. Chair, before I take a rest, I'm going to move the House A-41 amendment.
House.
And we're going to move that out, I think, we'll ask Mr. Knopf to say a few words on that.
And Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chair, that's the A-41 amendment. I don't know, are people handing that, is that already out? It's coming out. I can just start to describe it as it's a compromise over the Wild Rice River Watershed acquisition. It's basically for an agreement with the White Earth Band of Ojibwe, but there are conditions on it to ensure that the current access roads and trails in the property are maintained. That was from the Senate bill last year. Also, that it remains open to hunting and fishing, which is already true, but it clearly spells it out here. The third is kind of a bigger deal, too. It says it will not transfer fee interest in whole or in part to the United States either directly or through an intermediary in trust, so that this will remain taxable land and will not be held by the federal government in trust. And then the last part of it is failure to comply with the provisions of provincial trigger the reversion provisions. We have in current law the land be reverting or converting to the state when if they don't live up to the agreement. And so that would clearly spell it out in the rider. So that's the House amendment. That's the compromise between the two sides.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Representative McNamara.
Thank you. Mr. Chair and Co-Chair Saxog, I want to applaud you, and I'd ask if the White Earth Band could come forward. Senator Saxog has worked very hard on behalf of a very tough issue, and I commend him for working with the White Earth and coming up. And I just would like to acknowledge the White Earth Band for what they're doing here. And coming to this compromise, and just have them confirm that they are supportive of this compromise.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Leonard Allen Roy. I'm the Director of Strategic Affairs for the White Earth Band of Ojibwe, and the White Earth Tribal Council has determined that this language is acceptable.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Mr. Chair, and that's great to know, and thank you for your time and your hard effort, and I look forward to a long relationship. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ray.
Thank you.
Mr. Austin.
Any further discussion?
Good job, Danny.
If not, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now we are to the A-32.
Mr. Chair, I want to move the item on R-24, appropriation contingent upon.
All right. Representative Heinzman moves the A-32 amendment. Okay. So Representative Heinzman is moving.
Yes.
the appropriation contingent upon audit, which is on R24. Discussion on that? Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Failure to get the three votes from the DFL side, that fails.
Senator.
Well, where's the Republican over here?
He's coming. He's on the body cam.
Okay.
Provision.
All right. The next item, does anyone care to move notice in hiring before acquiring land on R24, R25?
So moved.
Representative Heinzman has moved. Is there discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Once again, failure to have the necessary votes for that. On the Senate side, the amendment fails.
Mr. Chair, I move the A32 amendment.
The A32 amendment has been moved. Discussion.
It's been passed out.
Yes.
Representative Heinzman.
Thank you, Senator Saxhog, for moving this. This was basically, Senator Saxhog, as you and I and Representative Willie remember, Lasard Sam's Outdoor Heritage Council was not in favor of granting Dakota County the blanket one-year extension, or they asked for a two-year extension without some significant movement on behalf of their work. They've worked diligently. They are much farther along in the process on a very important project, and this amendment is consistent with the intentions of Lasard Sams, and I support the Saxhog amendment.
Any further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment passes.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Saxhog.
I move the A42 amendment with an oral amendment to remove the word initial on line 2.27.
Thank you, Senator Saxhog. We're waiting for that to be passed down.
Can you start describing this one,
Senator?
Yes.
Mr. Knopf, will you care to describe this one?
Mr. Chair, this Mr. Chair, members, what this would do is change the way the executive director is hired for the Lasard Sam's Outdoor Heritage Council, and what it does is, instead of the way it currently is, it says coordinate with the LCC and then appoint. What this would say is that the LCC appoints nonpartisan staff and contract with consultants as necessary to support the functions of the council, but it does give the council final approval authority for the hiring of a candidate for executive director. So for the executive director, the council would get one name of a person to give final approval, but the LCC would appoint the person that serves in that role. And for all of the staff, it'd be the LCC appointing nonpartisan staff.
Thank you, Mr. Knopf. Senator Saxhog, would you explain your oral amendment, please?
Mr. Chair, what it does is it strikes the word initial so that the council would maintain authority for the kind of the hiring and firing for the final approval of the executive director. So it just it deletes the word initial.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Next is a local approval of land acquisition. That was on page R28.
I would move that.
Representative Heinzman moves that. Is there a discussion on this? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Fails for a failure to receive the necessary votes.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Saxon.
I move the A13 amendment. It's language brought to us by the city of Athens Heights and ensures that all entities involved enter into an agreement before the augmentation project can proceed.
Is there further discussion on this? We know Wade will get it passed out first.
I think I have some. Thank you.
Everyone at the table have the amendment? Is there any discussion on the A13 amendment?
Mr. Chair, can I just get a clarification?
Mr.
This has not been adopted because it's a house-only provision. So when you adopt the amendment, either you have to adopt the amendment and the provision at the same time, or you can just adopt the amendment, then adopt the provision, however you want to do it. It's ever easier for you.
We will adopt them both at the same time. Any further discussion or comments? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Amendment passes.
So, Mr. Chair, I would move that we take the Senate A8 amendment up next.
Okay, thank you, Senator Saxon.
I think that somebody may have an amendment to that amendment.
Mr. Chair, if we, if we could pass out the amendment to the amendment, and that's newly drafted, I don't think the audience has it either, if that's here yet.
Is it Mr. McNamara?
Do the other ones. Do the other ones.
It is here.
It is here?
But we need
the 8.
Is the A8 out yet?
And then A8 and A44 when he passed out.
And Mr. Chair.
Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just so folks understand, it's the A44 amendment to the amendment that I would like to move, and we'll wait for it to be passed out. And it's an amendment to, is Senator Lowry moving the A8, or do you want me to move the base amendment? I'm not sure. Is somebody else moving the base
amendment? Senator Lowry, are you moving the base amendment?
I'll move the A8 amendment, and then...
Mr. Chair.
Okay, yeah. Senator Lowry has moved the A8 amendment, and the Representative McNamara.
I'd like to move the A44 amendment to the amendment to Representative Lowry's amendment. And then, Mr. Chair, if it's okay, I would defer to Ms. Taylor or Mr. Hagemeyer maybe to explain. It's a numbers amendment. Maybe Mr. Hagemeyer could walk through the amendment to the amendment. This has been worked with the agencies over the last 6 hours.
Right, thank you. The A44 amendment to the amendment has been moved. Mr. Hagemeyer, would you explain it to us?
Mr. Chair, just 1 second. Let me get my things in front of me.
No rush.
Mr. Hagemeyer.
20 minutes.
Mr. Chair,
McNamara.
I was reminded that it's probably my responsibility to explain what this amendment is.
Explain. That's fine. Explain it to us.
This amendment is to accommodate some additional work on the water certainty, the eggs water quality certainty program, an innovative program that our Minnesota Department of Ag, in cooperation with Bowser and MPCA, is doing. There's an opportunity to be sure that we capitalize on some federal grant money. So it's necessary to have about $2.5 million of additional money for Department of Ag, and then also some implementation money for MPCA. And so there's some cancellations that the administration found, and we worked with the administration today to also bump up the reserves in the Clean Water Council to approach $1 million. It's somewhere in the high upper 800s. And so if we want some further explanation from Mr. Hagemeyer as far as which individual ones he can tell us, it probably would be a good idea for him to note which cancellations they are whenever he's ready, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, I would consider this a friendly amendment.
Thank you, Representative McNamara. Mr. Hagemeyer.
Mr. Chair, maybe start with additional cancellations on top of what's in the original amendment. Might help explain best. On line 2.1 of the A8 amendment, the second year appropriation is reduced by $100,000 to $675,000. On line 2.10, the $710,000 in the A8 amendment is reduced by $150,000 to be $560,000 total. The next reduction is on page 5, line 22, the $15,099,000 is reduced to $14,751,000. This would bring the total cancellations in this bill to $4,166,000. And then the new appropriations, or the changes to the appropriations, I should say, are found on page 29. And it would be line 29.4. It would now be $8,400,000, which is a $50,000 increase from last year's appropriation. Line 29.25 will now read $10,495,000, which is a $700,000 increase from last year's appropriation. And that is the changes to the A8 amendment by the A44 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Hagemeyer. Are there any questions, comments, any discussion by members on the A44 amendment, the amendment? Then we will vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment to the amendment is carried, and now we are back to the A8 amendment.
As amended.
Any discussion on the A8 amendment as amended? Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The A8 amendment as amended prevails.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Saxon.
I would move House language for the information of previous funding for request in the Parks and Trails Fund.
Is there any discussion on that? On this one, I actually have to read something.
They're both the same thing.
Hold on. Actually, I should move.
You can do the 825 okay. After this.
A25 capture this. I was unclear.
Not sure.
Yeah, I think A25 does two of them.
Okay. Yeah, you can do
right, that's good.
Those two. We'll double. We just have a slight confused moment here, which we'll figure out.
I think you want to just attack this.
And make sure that I can do this just one
this
time.
One. And then you've got 125, and then it'll fix both.
Okay. It covers both of them. Mr. Knopf, do you have an explanation?
Well, Mr. Chair, I was just going to suggest you could go ahead and do this and accept the House language here. Then the next one you're going to do is for the Arts and Culture Heritage Fund. Then you could adopt the A25 amendment, or you could adopt the A25 report. Either way, it's a pretty simple. I mean, you either adopt this now, and then, or you could adopt the A25 first, and then adopt those two House provisions.
Well, since we've already started down the first approach there,
then go ahead and, Mr. Chair, go ahead and just adopt that.
All right. Senator Saxog's motion here on adopting House language for the information and previous funding request in the Parks and Trails Fund. Any discussion on that? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. And now I would move the 825 amendment, which is similar to what we just did. But when we did this, what we have here is an attempt to comply with the fourth recommendation by the Office of the Legislative Auditor. And in consultation with Senator Cohen on this, we decided to adopt this, but there are some concerns that our intent be plain, and so I'm going to read a statement here to try to make plain our legislative intent. The language in these sections is intended to implement the legislative auditor's recommendation from the 2011 OLA report that indicate that supplanting was a concern for the legislature and recipients of legacy funds. These two provisions on page 41 and 43 of the bill are intended to be informational and to assist the legislature in gaining better information about the background of programs and funding, specifically for the groups that are named in the bill and receiving a direct appropriation. The provisions are not intended to prevent funding to groups or state agencies. The provisions are intended to better inform the legislature and answer questions such as, is this appropriation a request for a new program or an existing program? And to help the legislature determine where previous sources of funding came from. This is not intended to be overly burdensome for groups looking for appropriations. It is intended to require them to present information about the projects and programs they are seeking funding for, but not to require detailed funding histories or spreadsheets from the groups, unless this is a complex funding history that the group thinks would be helpful for the legislature to understand. These provisions apply to the two funds where the majority of the spending is determined by the legislature or through legislative appropriation. It is assumed that the other two funds have more opportunities to consider the projects and therefore would look into issues about supplanting during their consideration of the proposals. Finally, if there are a lot of concerns about this language, I'm not going to do that. Now there's a little aside just for me there that I didn't need to get into. So, that said, the A25 amendment, further discussion, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The A25 is passed. Oh, I have the next one.
Yep.
I will then move the A36 amendment. This deals with making eligible for consideration by the State Arts Board the preservation of art. Any discussion?
Got to have it.
Oh, the amendment's coming out. Sorry. We do apologize if we are a little short on amendments. This will be posted later today on the legacy page, so you can view it there if you wouldn't get one.
All the amendments.
All of the amendments. On the 836 amendment now, I believe they're out there. Does anyone have any comments or questions? Discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment prevails. At this point, is there anyone who would care to move the evaluation recommendations? Representative Lilly moves the recommendations. Is there discussion? Those in favor say aye.
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 Oh, I am for that.
Those opposed? I think that one just barely got beat.
So with that, Mr. Chair, I would move that Senate File 2527 as amended be recommended to pass and that staff be instructed to make any technical or conforming changes.
Thank you, Senator Saxog. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. At this time, I don't believe there's any other business to come before us. I'd like to thank the staff. I'd like to thank Amy Zipko for stepping in here when we had a little staff shortage and all the help that she's done. And
Mr. Chair.
Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And for Senate staff also, apologize. I can't remember Mitch's last name. We're not supposed to use first names. Thank you, Senator. And for both Mr. Knopf and Ms. Taylor, Mr. Mueller and Mr. Hagemeyer, they actually accommodated the administration's changes up to just an hour ago that were important and very hard to accommodate, but they came through in the clutch. And so I appreciate all their hard work, including, Mr. Chair, your important role with both the chairs to facilitate the tough discussions we had on the major issue in the bill. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative McNamara, and you know, certainly your efforts were hugely part of this. And I do would like to echo the comments for Ms. Taylor and Ms. Mueller for the having to deal with the many changes that seem to keep happening with these amendments. I think everything worked out. I hope everyone is satisfied with the outcome of this, and look forward to doing it again. Seeing no other business, this meeting is adjourned.